make you think twice, and maybe even three times. Here's the Healthy Skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
My next guest is an author, entrepreneur, and healthcare consultant. She's recently written a book called Medical Horror Stories. She's joining us today to share some of the worst things that can happen out there in the medical billing industry to make us maybe proactive in not overpaying for tests and treatments. Sharon Hollander, tell me about the book you've written, Medical Horror Stories. Why did you decide to write it? And I can't wait to see the movie.
Yeah, everybody asked me about the movie. It's like watching, you know, paint dry because it's accounting. Medical billing is a, you know, a function of.
It's fascinating. Physician. No, it's fascinating. I gotta ask you the first question. If you read the New York Times this week, did you read the New York Times this weekend?
I did actually.
And is that an amazing
to reporter?
You gotta get that in your next book.
Yeah, well, my next book.
Tell the audience a little bit about that article, because it ties in nicely, I think, with
what you... Well, the article, from what I recall, because I just read it briefly, but it talked about how somebody got stuck with $100-something thousand bill on an insurance claim form when they went to an out-of-network provider and physician. And, you know, to answer your question why I wrote the book, it's because so many changes are happening right now in healthcare, especially with the introduction of Obamacare. And because patients are having a larger percentage of their premiums going toward the deductible, they're responsible sometimes for the first $5,000, sometimes $8,000 worth of care. And now, whereas before they were saying, well, I had insurance, so the insurance would take care of the bill, now they're responsible financially for these bills, and they're starting to pay attention to what the bill is comprised of and some errors on them. You know, in my research, I found out that 85% of all medical bills have an error. And they're primarily on the hospital side, but also on the physician side. So it's important.
So rarely is the error on the patient side.
Right. And so it's really important for patients to have an understanding of the medical billing process and how to read their explanation of benefits and how to read their hospital bills and what questions to ask so that they're not subject to any type of wrongdoing. And my book specifically talks about physicians and some of the things that they did, whether inadvertently or not, that got them into trouble with somebody. Either the Office of Inspector General, or they got audited by Medicare, or some of them actually committed insurance fraud or fraud, just criminal fraud. And so I wanted to outline some stories for patients that they could read and, you know, entertain.
And enjoy. Sit back and enjoy and feel good about their doctor potentially committing fraud.
What's interesting is the patients are the ones that are the victim because the doctors do the fraud, you know, on the billing end, but it's the patients that are also affected by it.
Right. So let's go back to that thing you mentioned, the EOB, because I ran a medical practice for 10 years, and to me, it's still like Greek to me. It's very hard to interpret for me as a physician. I think even for my billing department, the rules would change weekly, monthly. We had to have a company, you know, help us just with the rules because the insurance companies change the rules as often as they'd like. And so you say it's important for the patient to be able to interpret the EOB, but the EOB is not written for a patient to understand. It's the most confusing article I've ever seen in my life.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, the thing is, going back to what you said before about the billing regulations, right now Medicare has 130,000 regulations. And so, you know, in my day-to-day profession, we run a billing service for doctors, and that's why my services are needed, is because we help navigate the complexity of the medical billing process. And a lot of providers sort of minimize it and feel like, oh, it's a clerical function in their office, and it doesn't need the attention that it actually does need. And so reading the explanation of benefits is actually not that difficult once you know what you're looking for. And so my book does go into some detail about understanding the explanation of benefits and things to look for on your bill to determine whether or not there's errors there. Because especially when you're dealing with hospital bills, you'll just get a blank bill, right, or a total summation of everything that's done to you, or just like a flat dollar amount. And then it's important to go through and have the hospital itemize those issues. And sometimes it's just a clear transposition of a number where you're charged $450 for an item that you should have been charged $45 for. And sometimes it's, you know, horribly consequential errors, you know, toward the patient also. Like, to give you some examples, there was this one patient who, she actually got stung by a scorpion in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
So she called 911, and they told her that she needed to go to the nearest hospital. And they gave her, you know, they told her which hospital to go to. Well, she went there, and then they gave her, you know, an anti-venom injection. And what ended up happening is she got a bill for $58,000 for this venom, because she was at an out-of-network hospital. And then she did some research and found out that the hospital, it cost them $1,900 for this medication or the anti-venom, and she was charged $58,000.
So that is obviously outrageous, egregious, unacceptable. Why would an insurance company, well, she was charged it, but
right.
There are times
because
where the insurance company, right, so I know that some insurance companies will pay out-of-network physicians whatever they want to charge, which seems crazy, back to that article in the New York Times. Why would an insurance company agree to pay $117,000 to an out-of-network physician? Why not just pay them what's usual and customary? I don't get that.
Well, they're trying to go away from the usual and customary, and now everything is based on the published Medicare fee schedule, which is something also that patients can have access to on the CMS website. And so if they get a bill, they can actually negotiate it themselves by contacting the physician and asking mm-hmm. for the Medicare fee schedule, so what Medicare would primarily reimburse. And so, you know, usual and customary has actually gone a little bit by the wayside, and now it's more that physicians get reimbursed as a percentage of the Medicare fee schedule, be it 100% or 120% or 150% of the Medicare fee schedule.
Got it. So in this case, reasonable. The guy was right. So in this case, it was probably 10,000 times the Medicare fee schedule.
Which makes no sense, you know. And I'm not sure the details of why the bill was so large and why the insurance company, you know, had agreed to do that. Depends on the patient's benefits.
It makes for good reading, though. So back to what you mentioned earlier, the deductibles, they're increasing enormously, and patients still don't, in my experience, they still don't get the fact that they are responsible for the deductible and it has to be paid to someone. And I've
right.
heard from friends that run hospital collections departments that they are having a bad time, I was going to use a worse word, but having a very
right.
hard time collecting money from people with good insurance. And they can't get their deductibles, and they're actually discharging patients from their practices because no one's paying.
Right. And I mean, that's a big, huge problem, because, you know, what many people don't understand is that your insurance actually isn't in effect until your deductible has been met. And it's no different than car insurance or health insurance. I mean, homeowner's insurance or any type of other insurance. You have a premium, and then you have the initial outlay. And, you know, one of the analogies I talk about is if you went to a car to have your car repaired.
Right. On that note, Sharon, we're going to have to talk about this a little more in another show. This was great information. Please check out Sharon's new book, Medical Horror Stories, or her website at SharonHollander.com. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic on Radio MD, reminding you, never let anyone do your thinking for you, and stay skeptical, my friends, and stay well.